Campaigning has ended in Venezuela ahead of this Sunday's presidential election, the first in almost 20 years in which Hugo Chavez won't be a candidate. He died last month after a battle with cancer. His death has left a huge void in Venezuelan politics, one which the United Socialist Party he led is hoping to fill with his former vice president, Nicolas Maduro. The opposition candidate is Enrique Capriles Radonsky. He lost to Chavez by 10 percentage points in October's election and is behind in the polls now, but says he believes the tide of support is turning in his favor. The BBC's Will Grant reports from Venezuela.
As his airplane touches down on the tarmac in the city of Cumaná, hundreds of supporters clamour for a glimpse of their idol. But the hysteria isn't for the latest Venezuelan pop sensation. Rather, they're here to see the man who would be president, the opposition candidate Enrique Capriles Radonsky. The greeting at the airport is only a taste of things to come. By the time we reach the rally, the crowd has swelled considerably.
Enrique Capriles Radonsky now is just coming to the stage. His caravan is making its way gradually to the front. And there's thousands of supporters convinced that they can take the presidency on the 14th of April. Begin to unpick 14 years of Hugo Chavez's rule in Venezuela.
Young, telegenic and fired up, in last October's presidential election, Mr. Capriles ran Hugo Chavez closer than any other challenger during his time in office. In the relative calm of his campaign bus, he says he considers Mr. Chavez's chosen successor, acting President Nicolas Maduro, a very different prospect, and calls him a very poor candidate.
My starting point is around 7 million votes, 6-point-something million. In every election in which President Chavez wasn't directly involved, such as referendums or state elections, the governing party couldn't get more than 6 million votes. What's going to happen on Sunday? It's a good question, but I think we're going to win.
He says he senses a palpable difference to his previous presidential campaign.
I got 45% in October, with less effort than this. Now, well, you've seen it. There is euphoria which goes beyond any normal election.
If Mr. Capriles is to win the presidency, he won't just need the big urban centres. He'll also need sleepy little coastal villages like this one, Chuspa, on the shores of the Caribbean. But they've traditionally been Chavista in colour and won't be easy to wrestle from the hands of the revolution.
The local fishermen in Chuspa have benefited from Mr. Chavez's largesse with the country's oil revenues in the form of new fishing boats, motors and nets. But there are signs that all is not well for the Socialist Party in this previous stronghold. One fisherman, Israel, still sporting a red Chavez T-shirt, says he used to vote for the government because he liked President Chavez as a leader. But he's far from convinced about Nicolas Maduro nor any of the late president's inner circle. Nevertheless, at one of his final rallies, Mr. Maduro seems in confident mood ahead of Sunday's election. Many still expect him to win comfortably. It seems in these early days after Hugo Chavez's death, what is most important to Chavez followers is to honour his final command by voting for his chosen replacement.
The BBC's Will Grant in Venezuela. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.